弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please sit down, brothers and sisters.
今天是我们每个月第一个礼拜的圣餐主日。
Today is the first Sunday every month, our communion.
圣餐是主耶稣他所亲自设立的。
Excuse me. Okay, communion is set up by Jesus Christ.
但是使徒保罗也同时告诉我们，我们领受圣餐除了是为了纪念主耶稣为我们所完成的救恩。
Okay, and then Apostle Paul also told us we receive communion is for the remembrance of Jesus' salvation.
同时也表明了主耶稣已经从死里复活升天。
It also symbolized that Jesus Christ has been resurrected, ascending to the heaven, will come back.
而且他还会再来，然后永远的与我们同在。
Will come back again to live among us forever.
圣餐的饼是象征着主耶稣的身体。
This bread symbolizes Jesus' body.
在我们面前这个葡萄汁象征的是主耶稣在十字架上为我们所流的血。
The grape juice in this cup symbolizes Jesus' blood died on the cross for us.
所以保罗也提醒我们，也警告我们。
Therefore, Paul has warned us and also reminded us.
应当自我省察。
We should examine ourselves.
如果我们没有按照主耶稣的教导，随随便便的吃主的饼或者喝主的杯的话。
Whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner,
就是干犯我们的主，吃喝自己的罪了。
Will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord and eat and drink judgment on ourselves.
当我们领受主的饼跟主的杯的时候，
when we eat this bread and drink this cup,
也是表明我们在生命上与主耶稣的联合。
It also symbolizes that our lives are united with Jesus' lives.
如果你还没有接受耶稣，
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ,
或是你已经接受了耶稣，但是还没有按照主耶稣的命令接受洗礼的话，
or if you have accepted Jesus Christ but have not been baptized,
我们欢迎你在我们中间观礼。
We would like to invite you to observe with us.
但是当这个饼跟杯传到你面前的时候，
but when the bread and the cup are passed in front of you,
请你暂时的不要领受。
Please temporarily do not take them.
因为只有等你自己真正的接受基督耶稣而且受洗，
Only wait until you have accepted Jesus Christ and follow his command, be baptized.
到那个时候圣餐对你才有真正的意义。
By then, the communion will have true meaning for you.
如果你已经接受耶稣为你生命的救主，
If you have accepted Jesus as your Savior,
相信耶稣是神的儿子，
Believe that he is the Son of God.
为了洗净我们的罪降世为人。
He has descended to become a human in order to cleanse our sin.
在十字架上舍身流血。
He also died on the cross for us.
你也遵行主耶稣的命令。
You also follow God's command.
奉父子圣灵的名接受洗礼。
Have been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
并且立定心志要过一个圣洁讨神喜悦的生活。
And set your mind to live a holy and God-pleasing life.
我们邀请你跟我们一起来领受今天的圣餐。
We would like to invite you to take this communion with us today.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
祝谢了就拨开。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,
家看到主耶稣的身体被剥开。
We all have observed that the Jesus body has been broken up for us.
所以主耶稣对我们说，这是我的身体。
Therefore, God says, "This is my body."
为你们剥开。
Which is for you.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
我们请今天服侍的同工出来。
Let our serving brothers come in front of us.
在这个饼传出去的时候。
When we're passing this bread.
让我们利用这段时间来省察我们自己。
Please use this time to examine ourselves.
如果我们有任何得罪神或得罪人的地方。
If you have done anything sinning against God or others.
让我们来到神面前认罪悔改。
Let us come in front of God to confess our sins.
然后我们再一同来领受圣餐。
Then let us take the body of Christ together. Let's stand up together.
一同来领受主的身体。
Let's take the body of Christ together.
请坐。
Please sit down.
饭后，主耶稣也照样举起杯来。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying,
主耶稣说，这杯是我与你们所立的新约。
This cup is the new covenant in my blood.
你们每逢喝的时候要如此行。
Do this whenever you drink it.
为的是纪念我。
In remembrance of me.
在杯传出去的时候，让我们继续思想主耶稣在我们身上的恩典。
When we are passing this cup, please let us continue to contemplate the unconditional and the sacrificial love.
求神帮助我们更多的去爱神、爱人。
Please, let's ask God to help us in loving Him and people around us more. Thank you.
我们一同起立。
Let us stand together. Let's take Jesus' blood together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你差遣你自己的爱子耶稣基督。
Thank you for sending your beloved child, Jesus Christ, to come to us.
为了我们的罪降世为人。
He descended to earth, become a human being for our sin.
更在十字架上为我们舍身流血。
He died for us on the cross to sacrifice himself with his blood.
就恳求主，你继续不断地来改变我们的生命。
Please, God, continue to change our lives.
借着你爱子基督的宝血，不断地来洗净我们。
Through Jesus Christ's blood, to continue cleansing us.
让我们能够学习来过一个圣洁、讨神喜悦的生活。
Let us learn how to live a holy and God-pleasing life.
谢谢你为我们建立了北区华人教会。
Thank you for building this Northern Houston Chinese Church.
让我们众人可以一起在这里敬拜赞美你。
That all of us can worship and worship together with you.
同时一起来领受你为我们所预备的圣餐。
And taking this communion together.
让我们同心合意在圣灵里面。保守合一。
Let us unite in God's kingdom.
我们这样子的感恩祈求祷告。
We pray with Jesus' name, with this grateful heart.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please sit down, brothers and sisters.
大家知道我们圣经有新约跟旧约。
Everybody knows that in our Bible we have New Testament and Old Testament.
新约圣经大家知道有多少卷吗？
Does anybody know how many books are in New Testament?
27卷。
27 books.
其中有13卷是保罗所写的。
There are 13 of them are letters written by Paul.
许多圣经学者都认为
There are many theologists said
以弗所书是保罗所有书信中的登峰造极之作。
Ephesians is the best books that are written by Paul.
特别这本书对于古往今来教会有许多重要的教导。
This book has a lot of important teachings for all churches in all generations.
当保罗在写以弗所书的时候呢，他在罗马的监狱当中。
When Paul was written Ephesians, he was in prison in Rome.
他自己的性命其实旦夕不保。
Even though his life was in danger all the time.
但是他心里所挂念的，却是他在亚细亚，就是现今的土耳其，他所建立的教会。
But his heart was always focused on the churches he built in Asia, that is today's Turkey.
在以弗所书第四章，保罗说
，In chapter 4, Ephesians,
保罗说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
那什么是蒙召的恩呢？
What is worthy of the calling?
以弗所书第二章。
Where's that? Okay.
以弗所书的第一章说，我们原来是应该死在过犯和罪恶当中。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 to 4,It stated, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
因为我们的行事为人随从今世的风俗。
in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, which, go ahead.
我们惹动了神的愤怒，成为了神眼中的可怒之子。
We aroused God's wrath because what we did. So we become the children, the rebellious children of God.
但是因着神的怜悯，
but because of God's mercy,
和他的大爱，
and because of his love,
让我们可以与基督一同活过来。
He made us alive with Christ.
我们得救完全是出于神的恩典。
We are saved because it's God's mercy.
怜悯就是我们没有受到所应得的惩罚。
Mercy is we did not get the punishment we deserve.
恩典呢，就是我们不得到了不配得也不应得的救恩。
Grace is something that we don't deserve.And the salvation we should not have, but is given to us freely.
记得我自己小的时候，我很喜欢玩这个木头做，这个叫什么？你们知道这叫什么？积木啊，积木啊。
When I was little, I loved playing this, we so called the wooden blocks.
因为它有各种不同的形状、大小和颜色。
I loved playing with them because they came in different shapes and colors.
玩这个游戏的话，你可以盖自己梦想中的房子。
I use them to build my dream houses and buildings.
你可以盖自己的高楼。
I can build my whole the high-rise buildings.
那现在孩子还玩积木吗
？Now does children still play with wooden blocks nowadays?
可他们更多玩的是什么
？But actually, they play more with Lego, don't they?
就是或者中文说叫乐高，是不是
？In Chinese, it's a similar term called 乐高。
因为乐高它不但可以盖房子
，Lego not only we can use it to build house，
它可以做成各样的车子
，They can build car， they can be used to build cars，
轮船、动物等等
，boats and animals。
虽然它有各种不同的形状，做得更精细、更复杂
，Even though they comes in shapes and colors that are different and more refined。
但是我们看到他们都还是用相同的材料所做成。
But we can all see that they are all made from the same materials.
在教会里，我们也都来自不同的家庭。
You know, in our church, we all came from different family background.
我们都有不同的成长背景和自己的专业。
You know, we have different the way we grow up and our talents in various professions are also different.
甚至连我们信主的经历和我们信主的时间都不相同。
You know, even the journey we have in Christ and then the time we have been baptized are different.
但是有一件事情是相同的。
But there's one thing that is in common for us.
我们都是领受了基督救恩的人。
We all receive the same salvation from the Jesus Christ.
有神的灵，就是圣灵在我们里面。
With the same Holy Spirit who live among us.
这里告诉我们，教会不是指的这一栋建筑物。
Therefore, in these verses, it tells us that church is not a building.
教会更不是牧师。
Definitely not a pastor.
教会指的是我们这一群蒙恩得救的人。
Church is really a group of people who have been saved by God's grace.
所以在以弗所书前面三章，保罗说明了什么是救恩。
So in the first three chapters of Ephesians, Paul has discussed the essence of salvation.
因为我们得救不但让我们的罪得赦免。
The grace we are given not only forgave our sins,
更使我们除去了神对我们的愤怒跟审判。
But also remove the anger and the judgment from God.
在第四章一开始，其实在前面有一个连接词，新译本把它翻成因此。
Well, in the beginning of chapter 4, verse 1, the original Greek used a connecting word. In NIV translation, that means then, T-H-E-N.
在讲完我们的救恩之后，从这里保罗开始了一个新的段落。
After Paul told us about the salvation, from this point on, we started a new paragraph.
保罗教导的重点转成我们的行事为人要与我们蒙召的恩相称。
So Paul's main focus has changed from salvation to emphasize on to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
在我们讲相称之前，我们先想想什么是不相称。
Before we talk about the word worthy, let's talk about the word not worthy, or something's not balanced.
我相信我们当中除了青少年以外，大部分人我们都有找工作的经验。
I'm sure among us, besides the teenager, most of us has the experience of seeking for jobs.
去面谈的时候，大概你的装扮跟我应该差不多。
When you go for an interview, you probably dress like a pastor shoe.
我相信你穿了西装打领带，你下面不会穿短裤跟凉鞋。
I'm sure when you wear the suits and have a tie on, you will not wear a short under.
因为你那样做的话，去 interview 就是不相称。
If you go for interview dressing like this, it means it's not balanced.
就好像我们去买房子的话
，Just like when we go buy a house.
无论那个房子多么漂亮
，No matter how beautiful the house look like.
但是如果后面房子后面有一条很臭、臭气冲天的水沟的话。
If there's a very stinky sewer going past behind the house,
我相信你也不会买那栋房子。
I'm sure you would not buy that house either.
所以相称就好像天平的两边一样。
Therefore, worthy actually is like a two sides of a scale.
它必须要有相等的分量跟本质，它才会平衡。
You have to have the same weight on both sides in order to keep the balance.
在保罗除了告诉我们。我们教会都是由一群蒙恩的人组成。
Besides what Paul told us, we are a group of people who have God's grace.
他同时也教导我们，我们的行事为人如何才能与我们蒙召的恩相称。
He's also trying to teach us how can our behavior worthy of the grace that God has given us.
让我们一同来念这个第二节跟第三节。
Let us read verse 2 and 3.
我们同来念。凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
Be completely humble and gentle Be patient Bearing with one another in love Making every effort to keep the unity of the spirit Through the bond of peace
中国人团结不团结
Do you think Chinese are united or not?
中国人有的时候常常被人家形容为什么一盘什么
Sometimes there's a famous Chinese saying that we describe ourselves as loose sand.
甚至我们说个人什么至少什么门前雪休管他人我上霜
In other words, we can act like we only care about our own business. We don't care about other people's business.
显然同样的问题也发生在初代的教会。
Obviously, we have the same problem for the beginning churches.
所以在保罗的心目中，教会的合一是最重要的一件事情。
Therefore, unity is the most important things for Paul to address at that time.
其实，在神的创造当中
，Actually, in God's creation,
连小小的蚂蚁都知道要合一。
Even a small type of ant knows the importance of unity.
我们来看一下一段影片。
Let's review this abuse tip.
Step up, hit.
Oh, I love that sentence. Smarter travel in groups.
在德州呢，大家知道有一种蚂蚁很会咬人。
You know, in Texas, we are all familiar with one type of ants that can bite us.
叫什么蚁啊
？How they call? Fire ants, right?
因为它被它咬到，就是又痛又痒。
If you're bitten by them, good luck, because it itches and it's very uncomfortable.
甚至有人会丧命。
You know, some people, when it's serious, even died because of that.
所以你抓到火蚁，你会把它怎么样？
Therefore, when you see a fire ant, what do you do usually?
你会把它捏死，对不对
？You usually kill it, right?
那想要折磨它，就把它丢到水里去。
Now, if you want to torture the fire ant, you probably throw the fire ant in the water.
它挣扎一下，它就淹死。
Now, one fire ant died, drowned quickly when they are in the water.
但是在四月底的时候，科学家有一个研究。
But at the end of April, scientists has one study.
当一窝蚂蚁它们被大水淹的时候
，When a bunch of them encounter water together，
这个是在实验室里面，他们用了500只活蚁。
This is in the lab. They use how many?
500.
500 ants together.
然后把它们丢到水里。
And throw 500 ants in the water.
你看到它们怎么样？
Look what happened.
它们自动就联合在一起。
They automatically unite together.
它们就像一个竹筏一样。
They made their body connected like a little raft.
然后他们就借着水里的空气，他们 trap 那个空，把这空气包在里面。
They actually trap the air inside the water.
让他们可以浮在水面上。
So they can float above the water.
大家看到没有？创造主实在是奇妙。
Reach to the dry land. Can everybody see that the things that God has created for us is amazing?
连小小的活蚁都知道怎么样合一来保存他们在危难中的平安。
Even the little fire ants know that only when they unite together, they can survive through crisis together.
圣经告诉我们，我们现在是处在一个弯曲悖逆的时代。
You know, Bible told us that we are in this warped and crooked generations.
魔鬼就像那吼叫的狮子，到处寻找可吞吃的人。
It says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls."Around like a rolling lion, looking for someone to devour.
只有教会的合一，教会才可以生存。
Only when we unite as a church,
可以抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
We can resist the attacks of Satan.
大家还记得我们教会是什么时候成立的吗？
Does people remember when did our Northern Houston Chinese Church started?
在今年的复活节，四月八号。
In this year's Easter, April 8th.
我们中间大约有四十多个家庭。
Among us, we have about more than 40 families.
有一些人过去是在西区中国教会聚会。
Some of them used to go to the Sunday worship in our mother church, which is West Houston Chinese Church.
那有些人是在本地的其他教会聚会。
Some families actually go to worship in our local churches.
那剩下人基本上就。完全没有聚会。
And the rest of the family actually did not attend any family, any churches regularly.
大家想想看，这样的教会合一重不重要？
Well, think about this. Together, all the family like this in a church, is a unity important or not?
所以我们许多的同工从去年开始就不停为我们教会合一的祷告。
That is the reason why there are so many of us actually earnestly prayed.For the unity of our new church.
其实我们把范围缩小一点。
Let's shrink the scope from church to a smaller one.
我们看看我们自己的家庭。
Let's look at our own family.
我们和我们的配偶。
Look at our spouse.
和我们的子女。
And our children.
和我们的父母。
And our parent generations.
有多少人认为你们家是有合一的，请举一下手。
Please raise your hand if you think you can have.Harmonies and agree on all things among all your family members. Raise your hand, please.
Great. Wow, great. One, two, three. Wow. 感谢主。Yeah.
But we also noticed that most of us did not raise our hands, right?
因为甚至于是我们自己生自己养大的孩子，我们都很难跟他达到合一。
You know, even with our children that who we raised since they were born, it's hard for us to always reach agreement with them.
教会要怎么样才能合一呢？
How can our church with 40 different families have united together?
保罗已经告诉我们答案。
Now Paul has given us an answer.
在旧约的圣经里面。
In Old Testament.
犹太人被称为神的选民。
Jewish are called the chosen people for God, by God.
所有其他的民族包括中国人在内
So all other races including Chinese
都被犹太人称为外邦人
are all called by Jews as Gentiles
我们与神的国无份与基督无关
We really are separate from God and we really have no share in God's kingdom
但是我们这些从前远离神的人呢如今却在耶稣基督里靠着基督耶稣的宝血与神亲近了。
We, the Gentiles, at the time were separated from Christ, but now in Christ Jesus, we, who once were far away, have been brought near by the blood of God. Not only we made up with God. Did I say that? Sorry.
因着主耶稣，不但让我们可以与神和好。
Because of Jesus Christ, not only we made out with God,
神也让我们能够跨越种族、文化、语言的不同。
God also help us cross the barriers among cultures, languages, and backgrounds and
races. Yes. 甚至于我们的社会地位跟经济条件都不同。
Even our status in the society and our financial are different.
但是我们都可以在耶稣基督里合而为一。
But we can unite as one in God's kingdom.
上周五我参加了我们这边的国际小组，国际婚姻的小组。
Last Friday, I joined the international marriage group.
就看到神怎么样使用我们在基督里合一。
I have witnessed how God made us united in God's kingdom.
也让我更深地看见我们英语事工的重要。
Also make me realize the importance of our English ministry.
在这里也让我们看到教会的合一不是你合到我这里，也不是我合到你那里。
It also showed me that the unity in church does not mean nearly you agree with me and I agree with you.
而是在圣灵的带领下，我们一起合到耶稣基督那里。
It really means that we unite in Jesus Christ, united in the Holy Spirit.
所以这里叫做灵里的合一。是圣灵赐给教会的礼物。
Therefore, we said the unity in church really depends on it's really a gift from church from the Holy
Spirit.
Sorry.
但是保罗也同时告诉我们，我们每一个信徒都有责任要竭力保守教会的合一。
And also, Paul has reminded us that each of us, every Christian.Also has the responsibility to make every effort to keep the unity of our church.
竭力，它是一个在原文是一个现在分词。
Making every effort in Greek, it uses a verb that is ongoing tense.
它是要告诉我们这是一个持续不断的努力。
That verb means that it requires the continuing effort.
而且包括我们的情感意志，我们的精神体力。
That also include our feelings, our willpowers, our spirits, and our physical efforts.
是需要我们全人来投入。
It requires total involvement and ongoing process.
而且是情辞迫切，刻不容缓。
It also implies the urgency and earnest.
不知道弟兄姐妹对北区教会是不是有同样的迫切感呢？
Now, my dear brother and sister, do you feel the same earnest and urgency for our church?
在这两节经文当中，我们看见至少有两件事情，我们必须要竭力去做的。
Let's look at the verse 11 and 12. We can see that we need to do two things earnestly.
第一个就是彼此相爱。
First is to love one another.
只有当我们彼此相爱的时候，我们才会用谦卑、温柔、忍耐和宽容的态度彼此对待。
Only when we love one another.We can then be completely humble and gentle, be patient and bearing with one another in love.
谦卑不是自卑。
Humble doesn't mean looking down upon ourselves.
谦卑是我们肯定别人的价值。
Actually, it really means that we acknowledge other people's feelings and their values.
谦卑和温柔通常是并存的。
Humble and gentleness usually go together.
因为温柔的人他不会为自己争取应得的权利。
You know, a gentle person who's usually not pursuing, you know, insisting on pursuing their own benefit.
谦卑人他不会夸耀自己的功劳和成就。
A person who's humble is usually not willing to boast their own efforts and achievements.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣他自己说，我心里柔和谦卑。
You know, in Matthew 11:29, Bible has told us, Jesus said, I am gentle and humble in heart.
就是我们的榜样。
That is a great example for us.
忍耐和宽容也是天生一对。
You know, patience and acceptance, which is bearing with one another in love, also goes together.
对于那些随便顶撞我们得罪我们的人。
That means not to be angry with those people who have transgressed against us.
我们不轻易的发怒。
Not getting angry easily.
我们不以恶报恶。
Not treating evil with evil.
因为主耶稣也在十字架上求神赦免那些定他的人。
Even when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he still asked his Father to forgive those who nailed him.
所以我们看到谦虚和这个 温柔是、我们怎么样 对待别人的态度。
Therefore, humbleness and gentleness really show us our attitude toward others.
但是忍耐和宽容就是我们怎么样忍受接受别人对我们的态度。
But patience and bearing with one another really talks about how we accept other people's attitudes.
在这里说的凡事要这样做容易不容易。
Here we talk about doing it on everything, every time, all the time. Is it easy or not?
当然很不容易。
Of course, very difficult.
所以使徒保罗特别为我们众人来祷告。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul constantly prayed for us.
让我们都能够在因着对耶稣的信心
Because of our faith in God
使我们的爱心有根有基
To let our、so we can、grow deeply in God
只有当我们能够明白主耶稣的爱对我们是何等的长阔高深
Only when we realize that how wide, long, deep and high that God's love is for us
我们才知道如何彼此的相爱
We can then know how to love one another in the same way.
接下来是用和平彼此联络。
Now let's talk about unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
这里的和平原文是和好跟和睦的意思。
Here in Greek, peace means get along or make peace.
就是说我们必须要先与神和好。
That means we have to、make up with God. We have to make peace with God.
让神来除去我们人与人中间隔开我们的墙。
Let God destroy the barriers from with us, with God, and us with others.
这样我们才有可能跟别人去和好。
Then we can make peace with others.
所以用和平彼此联络，是我们主动去与其他人联合。
Therefore, when we talk about use peace to make up with others, that means we are proactively taking the action ourselves.
接下来在接下来的四到六节大家算算看保罗一共用了几个一
Now let's look at verse 6 to 7 How many ones have been mentioned here?
算出来没有
Have you calculated
七个一好
There are a total of 7 ones
而且这里面包括了圣灵主耶稣就是圣子还有我们的父神
In here it talk about one spirit, one Lord and one God our Father
所以三一真神向我们彰显了他们完全的合一。
Therefore, Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. They demonstrate to us their unity.
成为我们教会的根基。
They become the foundation of our church.
保罗自己就是一个被圣灵所充满的老师。
Paul himself is really a teacher who's filled by Holy Spirit.
所以他用身体来做比喻。
That's why he used body, our body as example.
因为我们是因着圣灵的带领，让我们进入了一同进入了基督的身体，就是教会。
Because of Jesus Christ's guidance, we enter into the body of Christ as a church.
既然是同一个身体，我们教会就不可以结成小圈圈或者有纷争。
If we was united a group, then we cannot have factions.For faction that we may, which may cause the fightings and the splitting of a church.
感谢神，我们在去年筹备新生命夏令营的时候。
Praise the Lord that we have when we were planning for the Chinese Gospel Camp in July last year.
神就借着邓福珍姐妹的介绍。
God spoke to us through Sister Fujian's recommendation.
将我们的营会设在离我们距离不远的 Huntsville 的 St. Houston State University.
To set the location of our summer camp in St. Houston State University in Huntsville.
这个营会不但是邀请我们慕道朋友的好机会。
In this camp, not only is a great opportunity to invite all our great friends to join us.
其实我们的目的是要希望我们新成立的教会弟兄姐妹可以一起来过肢体的生活。
A deeper purpose is that we, as brothers and sisters in our new church, that we can spend time together.
你不用再为平常的事情来烦恼。
Not to really to be burdened down by our daily chores and daily life.
让我们都可以一起在这个营会中有更多的交通。
Let us get together and have time to share with one another in this camp.
所以我鼓励大家。
So I really encourage you.
请大家排除万难。
Please put down everything you're busy with.
让我们一起不但自己身心灵得饱足。
Not only we get a lot of refresh from of our spirit and our body and our mind through this camp.
也让我们一起来学习过一个肢体的生活。
Let us also practice to live a life of body, support each other.
同进同出，一同用餐。
You know, we would spend a lot, 3 days and 2 nights together. We eat together, we do activities together.
所以我们特别为了鼓励大家，我们把晨鸟的优惠延到下个礼拜天。
In order to encourage more people to join us, we have postponed our early bird special till next Sunday.
我们鼓励大家把握这个难得的机会，赶快来参与。
We really encourage all of us to join.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，当我们说忍耐和宽容的时候，绝对不是要我们在真理上做出妥协。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about be patient and be acceptance of one another, does that mean we should compromise with God's truth?
每次看到政治上选举的时候，很多人，很多候选人都是为了政治利益而放弃了真理。
If you look at every elections, you see a lot of candidates really gave up the insistence of their truth to in order to win a chance to be elected.
即使我们的奥巴马总统，他在几个礼拜前也表明他赞同同性的婚姻。
Even our President Obama, a couple of weeks ago, came out in public to say that he accept the same-sex marriage.
为了竞选的利益而放弃圣经真理的教导。
In order to win an election and to make a compromise of God's truth.
这是多么可悲的一件事情。
What a tragedy.
所以在灵里的合一，除了用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络之外。
Therefore, when we say unity, not only we have to really love one another, be acceptance, and be care about each other.
更重要的是我们必须要在神的真道上面同归于一。
That also means that we have united in the journey of God.
在神的真道上不断的长大成熟。
We have to gain maturity in God's truth.
亲爱弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神的道不是冷冰冰的律法跟诫命。
You know, God's truth is not about a cold laws or commands in the Old Testament.
圣经的认识也不只是头脑上的知识。
You know, the knowledge of Bible is also not, it's not just a knowledge in our head.
而是包括了我们对主耶稣的信靠和顺服。
It really includes our trust and submission to God.
只有当我们都与主耶稣保持一个亲密关系的时候，
Only when we're willing to keep a close relationship with God.
我们教会才有可能在灵里合一。
Then our church has a hope to reach unity.
如果你已经接受了主耶稣，
Of course, if you already accept Jesus Christ.
但是你感觉你属灵的生命非常的枯干。
But you feel like if your spiritual life is getting really dried.
或者你才刚信主，你不知道怎么样让自己属灵生命成长。
Or if you are a new Christian and you don't know how to strengthen your spiritual muscle and how to grow in spiritual life.
从下礼拜三开始。
From next Wednesday.
我们一共有六次的课程。
We have a class of six times, six sessions.
让我们一起来学习怎么样做主耶稣的门徒。
Let us come together to learn how to be the disciple of God.
详情请看你们周报夹页的第二项。
Now, please read the details on the second page of your bulletin board.
在今年英国马拉松的时候。
You know, this year's in a marathon running competition in England.
比无论是三月份，它是四月快四月底的时候开始。
Women had a marathon at March, but England is in April, right?
April.
Okay.
有一位32岁的女士，因为她要去参加马术的竞赛。
There's a lady who's 32 years old in England. She wanted to join the horse show.
Yeah, 她在五年前想去参加马术的竞赛。
Actually, that incident is about 5 years ago when he tried to attend a horse show.
不小心在练习的时候从马上摔下来，成为半身不遂。
She fell from the horse and then become paraplegic.
我们看到他穿着一些特制的服装，让他可以参，他竟然也参与了这个比赛。
That it's her wishes to join to finish this marathon running, even with a special armor hold her up.
通常马拉松要得冠军的话，大概你大概要两个钟头左右，你可以得冠军。
Usually to finish the whole race, which is 26.2 miles, it takes about 2 hours for the winner.
如果你是身体强壮，经过训练的话，你大部分人可以在四个钟头以内跑完。
If you're a very strong young runners, you can finish the whole race in about 4 hours.
但是这位女士，你知道花多少时间完成这个马拉松？
But do you know how long it took her to what, go through the whole race?
有人知道吗？
Does anybody know?
她创了马拉松最慢的记录。
Actually, she broke the record for the slowest runner for the race.
她花了16天。
It took her 16 days.
因为她是一个半身不遂。
Because she is paraplegic.
虽然她有特殊的装备。
Even though she has the special armor to keep her up.
她光要站起，直起她的身体来都是很大，很困难的一件事情。
It takes great effort even for her just to stand still and standing straight.
但是在她每天跑走路的时候，她不能跑，她只能走。
But when she's walking through this long marathon race.
除了她先生以外，有一大群人陪伴着她。
There are a lot of people besides her husband went there to accompany her and also assist her.
在她即将抵达终点的那一天，
on the day when she's finishing the race,
有一群人在旁边为她欢呼。
There's a whole group of people who were cheering her on.
那个欢呼超过冠军那一个欢呼。
That cheer just much louder than the winner, the God.
因为她是有史以来第一个半身不遂走完马拉松的人。
Because she's the first person who, first a paraplegic who finished the marathon in history.
主办单位没有给她奖牌。
You know, the organization didn't give her a medal.
但是有14位参赛的选手当场把他们的奖牌给了她。
But there are 14 winners who gave their medals to her.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
虽然我们信了主。
Even though we know God. We believe in God.
但是我们这个世界还是堕落败坏，是不完全的。
But this world is still corrupted, warped, and it's not complete.
我们还是会劳苦叹息。
We still will struggle, and we still groan.
我们还是会经历苦难。
We still go through adversities.
但是圣经应许我们主耶稣还要再来。
But Bible has promised us that God will come again.
天上地下的万有都要同归于主耶稣。
The whole creation from the heaven from the earth are all united under the God.
神建立北区教会。
Now God built the North Houston Chinese Church.
就是要我们一起来奔跑这条属天的道路。
It's because he wants us to go through this spiritual journey together.
同时神已经把许多那些如同云彩般的见证人放在我们的身边。
And God has put a lot of witness, just like the beautiful clouds on the sky, among us.
去年我有机会去到中国的厦门。
You know, last year I had an opportunity to go to Xiamen in China.
特别到了二十世纪之初，中国那个著名的传道人宋尚杰博士和他父亲的那个教会。
I went to visit a famous church started in the beginning of 19th century.By Dr. John Song and his father.
他从小就跟他父亲经常的四处布道。
You know, Dr. Song was young, but he was young. He followed his father to different churches to preach gospels.
而且甚至于他在宋博士在十几岁的时候，他开始为主来证道。
You know, he started be a witness for gospel even when he was just a little bit over than 10 years old.
他也跟我们大部分人一样。因为学业成绩优秀，他来到美国求学。
Now, because he has a great grades, good grades and academic achievement, he got a PhD in chemistry in America.
也获得了化学的博士，但是在1927年他返国的途中。
But in 1927, in October, on his way back to China,
他把他的博士的文凭，还有美国科学协会给他的金钥匙，都丢到了海里。
And on his way home, he threw his doctoral diploma and the honorary medal, which is a golden key from the U.S. Science Association, throw both of them into the Pacific Ocean.
他借此表明他已经与基督同葬 同死同埋葬。
His action represented that his old self has buried with Jesus Christ.
回国后他组织布道团。
From that point on, he has organized an evangelism organization.
不只是中国，他的福音传遍东南亚。
His evangelism traveled not only all over China, but also throughout the Southeast Asia.
这就是宋尚杰1941年在厦门鼓浪屿布道的照片。
This is the picture of 1941 when Dr. Song preached gospel in an evangelism in an island called 鼓浪屿。
他在43岁的时候，他因为肺癌离世，恩惜主怀。
Unfortunately, he died at age 43 of lung cancer.
但是他为主燃烧了15年。
But he has burned his life for God for 15 years.
千万的人因他的信息而悔改。
Thousands of people were saved through his message.
他对罪的指责毫不留情。
You know, he never shied away from pointing out people's sins.
但是在他的聚会当中，圣灵都大大的动工。
But among his gatherings, the Holy Spirit always worked among peoples.
带领数以万计的人来信主。
Which lead to thousands of people to accept Christ.
今天我们要唱的回应诗歌。
Today, a song we're going to sing.
就是宋尚杰博士他自己心里的心声。
It really shows the message in Dr. Song's heart. It's called Spiritual Lives.
愿感动宋博士的灵。
We wish the Holy Spirit of Dr. Song
也同样感动我们众人。
Can also change us, move us.
让我们一起来唱这首回忆诗。
Let us sing the song together.
谢谢你。